Welcome to Guru Cat, where we whisker away your worries with positive vibes and perfect advice. I'm your host, Whiskers McFluff, here to share some motivational insights on resilience. Whether you're a seasoned mouser or a curious kitten, today's episode is all about how to bounce back stronger than a spring-loaded cat toy. Resilience is our ability to bounce back from setbacks, adapt to change, and keep moving forward with grace and determination. Picture this. You're a cat who just got shooed off the comfy human bed. What do? Curl up on the laptop keyboard, of course. Humans call it annoying, but we call it resourceful. Resilience is about finding new cozy spots in life. Just like a determined cat, it's about adapting and making the best of every situation. So, what's the feline formula for resilience? First, there's flexibility. Cats always land on their feet. This innate flexibility allows them to adapt to unexpected falls. Similarly, we need to be flexible in our thinking and actions. If life knocks you down, remember to land on your feet, not your face. It's more dignified, and let's be honest, less painful. Next is curiosity. Cats are known for their curiosity. Embracing curiosity can lead us to discover new solutions and opportunities. Just don't stick your head in a jar like some of my feline friends. Curiosity is good, but common sense is better. We don't want any jar-headed listeners here. Now, let's dive into some real-life resilience stories. There's this legendary cat named Sugar, who fell 19 stories from a high rise and survived with just a chipped tooth and a minor lung puncture. Talk about 9 lives. She taught us that no matter how far we fall, there's always hope to land on our feet. On a more human note, let's hear from a listener, Emily, who faced a tough job loss but bounced back by starting her own successful business. Emily's story reminds us that setbacks can be setups for something greater. These stories highlight the importance of staying strong and resilient through adversity. Like our feline friends, we can all find the strength to recover and thrive. Here are some tips and tricks for building resilience. First, practice self-care. Take cat naps. A well-rested mind is a resilient mind. Don't underestimate the power of rest and relaxation. Just don't nap on top of your human's important papers. Trust me, it causes more stress, and you might get a rude awakening. Second, maintain a healthy routine. Eat balanced meals to keep your energy up and your mind sharp. But maybe avoid eating 6 times a day. You don't want to become a personal fluffball. Moderation is key, unless you're a kitten in a growth spurt. Finally, foster positive social connections. Surround yourself with positive people or fellow cats if you're lucky enough. Positive social interactions can boost your mood and resilience. But avoid the grumpy cats. They're fun in memes, not in real life. You don't need that kind of catitude. Let's dive into our mailbag. Today's question is from Frazzled Feline. Dear Guru Cat, how do I deal with failure? Well, Frazzled, treat failure like a laser pointer dot. Chase it, learn from it, but don't let it drive you crazy. Remember, failure is just a stepping stone to success. And if you get tired, take a nap and try again. As we wrap up, remember that resilience is about bouncing back, staying curious, and finding new cozy spots in life. Just like a cat, you have the power to land on your feet, no matter what life throws at you. Stay positive, keep purring, and remember, no matter how many times you fall, land on your feet. This is Whiskers McFluff signing off. Stay clawsome. Thank you for tuning into Guru Cat. Until next time, keep those whiskers twitching and tails high.